and you're tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org. We're connecting you to Northern Minnesota.
The Great Northern Radio Show is broadcast in front of a live studio audience.
Well, yes, you are tuned here to the Great Northern Radio Show. And we are in the Thompson Recital Hall at Bemidji State University. That's the slightly smaller, more intimate space here in Bangsburg, in the Bangsburg Fine Arts Complex here at Bemidji State. And intimate is a word that has a lot of different meanings. In Minnesota, we think of intimate and we think maybe uncomfortable. Maybe we're just a little too close to one another, but we're actually sharing space. That's why we're here. We're sharing space with the Bemidji State Music Department opera, The Pirates of Penzance. Yeah, you should clap. My wife and I, Christina and I, went and saw it last night. Now, The Pirates of Penzance, just for a little, it's a Gilbert and Sullivan deal about a group of rich lords who take up piracy because they're greedy and bored. Meantime, a bunch of incompetent investigators try to stop them to no avail. It's really unfortunate that there are no modern parallels to compare this to in our... I can't think of one anyway. But the other interesting twist about the Pirates of Penzance here at Bemidji State is that they have done a creative... They made a creative choice. They said, it's Pirates of Penzance in space, 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 space. So if you like... 19th century musicals and a futuristic space setting, a perfect storm has occurred. And you're here to see the same songs that you love, Modern Major General, hits like that, in the context of a spaceship. So that was a really cool thing, and I really enjoyed it. And so Bemidji always surprises me. Always surprises me, and this time it was Pirates in Space. It's good to be back in Bemidji. You know, I was looking around at Bemidji Chit Chat, you know, and I learned a lot of things. One of the things I learned is that last year, Bemidji was named by Minnesota Monthly as the best Minnesota town. The best! That's fantastic. I mean, Minnesota Monthly, that's not like Wisconsin Monthly. That's a real magazine. Of course, the security website Safewise also unfortunately named Bemidji one of America's most dangerous towns. So that's not as good. I don't think that's as good. But honestly, who's heard of Safewise? You know, that's just crazy talk. And you know, dangerous can mean a lot of things. You know, like high heels and a little black dress. You know, watch for curves. Dangerous. You know, maybe it's that kind of dangerous, like, oh, we're starting already.
You're getting booed already.
I am. You know, I have to say, I rarely leave my house, and that's both good and bad for this show. Speaking of things that are going on, it's maple syrup season here in north central Minnesota. It's coming, the sap is starting to run, so if you see a tap sticking out of a tree, do not expect craft brew to come out of that tap. That's not an earthy undertone or a woody bouquet. No, that's sap. That's just pure sticky sap. Delicious sap. It takes 10 gallons of sap to make a quart of syrup. So remember that the next time you have pancakes when you're pouring that syrup on there. That's a special, special liquid right there. 10 gallons to a quart, that's a big ratio. You know, almost as big a ratio as the ratio of people who drive crew cab pickup trucks to those who actually need them. It's the time of year for home sport and travel shows. Maybe you've heard on the radio, there's a lot of ads for home sport and travel shows. Every little town's got one. Bemidji's got one coming up April 6th through 8th at the Sanford Center. I know for me, this is just me talking now, going to these things is more like a home sport or travel show. You know, which is it going to be this year? If you can only do one, which is it going to be? Would you live in a perfectly maintained home full of modern appliances and design? Will you invest in quality supplies for an outdoor hobby? Or maybe instead you'll hit the road and see the world. Which one are you going to do? Because you can only do one. You're not going to do all of those things. And if you buy that new flooring, you're not going to cross the state line for at least 5 years. That's just what we can afford. You have to be reasonable. We're here in Bemidji the same weekend as the WCHA college hockey playoffs. The Beavers later this evening will battle Michigan Tech over at the arena. We're for Bemidji. We're against Michigan Tech. You didn't know where to go with that, whether you should clap or boo. It's always exciting to be in a hockey town for the playoffs. It's not that everyone attends the game. It's that all of the hockey people are in one place at the same time. And that creates some interesting things. You know, the lobby of our hotel here in town, where they normally have, like, scrambled eggs and stuff, is basically a bar, like, all the time now. I don't know if that's legal, but that's what it is. You know, these are the kind of people who use their time using Google Translate to haze Russians. You know, they're learning the phrases to haze the out-of-town students from the other team. And you know, that all mullets barber shop here in town, there's no waiting because everybody's at the game. So if you're looking for a mullet, now is your time. That's all I'm saying. Because it's spring. This is what spring is in northern Minnesota, and we all know it's not here yet. And that means Minnesota spring is harsh.